by reading Jeremy, I experienced freedom. And that's not a word freedom. No, it's really an experience. I see the freedom that Jeremy is talking about is an enormous amount of opportunities that are coming towards me. And this is so liberating. That's great. And I need to share that. It's not a matter of I cannot keep that for myself. We really have to go for the center here in Holland, because I can sit down here and read the book and say I'm free, but I would be in conflict with my inner self to sit down and do nothing. So that's the reason why we want to open this center.
I like it very much that freedom has nothing to do with belief, but is proven. It's a scientific work. And for me, that was very important because I did not want to spend any more time on studying one idea or another idea without solid ground.
I found out that all of my knowledge is very superficial. If I look at the ocean, I only see the surface of the ocean and not knowing what's in the water. And in the water is 99.999% of the ocean. And I have a very limited view of the reality. And that's the same is happening with the work of Jeremy now. And it made me realize how superficial I am. And it is a challenge now to understand deeply his words. And the other thing is that, Jeremy has written this in English. We are translating it at the moment on Mick and Me in Dutch. And that's a process which is very fantastic. It's really great. It's a great experience.
Something very, very profound has changed without my noticing it. You only notice the outcome. And I saw this too with Hendrik. He changed quite a bit, and for the better. I liked him before, but... He's much more authentic and honest. And he said last week to me, you've become so much stronger within yourself, where your own, you stand, you hold your ground, you stand upright and powerful, which I'm not intending to do, but it just happens.
When I first met via Annemieke, the contact of Jeremy's books and so on, I was really touched by the flash of lightning. This is the truth. This is truth. And it really hit me somewhere here in the heart. But that's not enough, because I have to understand. I have to use my intellect. And I started reading, and from the first sentence I was reading, the death effect was very active. And I had to overcome that. But knowing from the inside that this is truth, I had to, let's say, persuade and go on to understand things.
When you meet a truth, there's something happening in your body. You can feel there is something there that is true. You can think about it and want to push it aside, but it's there. It's simply true. So I need it for my intellect. I needed to be very sure that there were no mistakes in Jeremy's studies, in his proof that this is actually true. So that is why I was in a terrible hurry to get through the whole book to see whether there were any, you know, little things that would nag me, or I had to study a little more to see whether he was right, whether he was getting the right information. And I must say that I never found anything wrong with it. For me, I'm totally convinced that this is actually what has happened to humanity and what is happening to humanity. And this is going to be the solution to get out of this whole predicament. At first, I was, you know, with the Dev Effect, of course, we were having trouble with this cascade of words and concepts and quotes and everything that how the book is written. But in translating and going through it again and again, I started to see the brilliance of it, because for starters, Jeremy is working with paragraphs, and these are numbered, and they can be found in everything he writes. That the cross-referencing is very easy this way. So that was one of the first things I noticed, and I really appreciate, because it works very easily, and I haven't seen it before. It's a very original way of and practical way to write books with quotes of lots of people. And the second thing is that I started to see that, you know, in one sentence, which can be quite long, there are perhaps 8 different layers. The sentences cannot be shorter. It is exactly as they are supposed to be, because almost every word is conveying information. And if you make them shorter or use other words, it wouldn't have the same effect, I think. And the more I read it, the more I start to appreciate this. Another thing is that the quotes are, because they are in another typesetting, you can skip them. You don't, you know, you can read them, you can read all the quotes without reading the text, or you can leave them out and read the sentence. And also the sources of the quotes are behind the quotes, so you don't have to go to the back of the book to find out who said it. It's very practical, and you get very very quickly you get used to this way of presenting the text. But what I noticed was, whenever I had a question, the book would answer. Or Jeremy would have answered it, actually. I think he covered every question that came up in my mind. He's covered it in the book. If you want to know an answer to a question, read the book and you will find the answer. He's covered it all. It's incredible. He thought of everything that was in my mind, and of course there are 7 billion people who may think otherwise. Yeah. I have lots of questions, and he needs to answer them, because I can't continue the project if it is not 100% sound for me. It must, for my mind, it must be sound. Otherwise, I cannot commit myself to the project.
It's no choice to share the information. It's all I can do. I'm in the personal process of transformation, of course, on one side. But let's say, experience the enormous effects of the words of Jeremy, I cannot keep that for myself. So I have to find a way to express that. And okay, it's very nice that there is a beautiful organization over there, down under, which has already, let's say, set up an infrastructure which makes it possible to do that work. And yeah, let's say it's my motivation to at least spread the word to people who are interested. Because we are the lucky ones who have recognized the truth in the flesh. But yeah, there are a lot of other people who are not that lucky as we are. So we would like at least to give them the opportunity to get the same feeling as we are having now.
I would like to talk with other people about this information, you know, like equals in a group. And what do you think? What do you think? How is your life being changed? In what way do you just sharing experiences and sharing the information? But for me, and of course, it's very simple to have a central point in the Netherlands where people can contact in their own language. Because that is my main objective, to make the material available in Dutch. But also, if people want to talk about it, they can talk with us in their own language. I think the best thing actually is that he makes totally clear that we can decide here and now to spend the rest of our lives being cooperative and loving. We were talking last week about how we have been in a very bad way before we came across freedom. And we were, you know, due to a lot of health problems, we were in a state of, you know, another 20, waiting to die, actually. You know, that when old people, they have another 20 years to go, they don't know what to do, there's no incentive to do anything. And we were talking about this last week, that before we came across this material, we were in such a state that we think, oh my God, how long is this going to last, you know? Sort of not physically dead, but mentally or emotionally dead, flat.
No perspective.
No
anymore.
Perspective. This has changed our lives completely. Because now it's very important for people to have a purpose in life. But I did not want to do what I have been doing in other programs. I did not want to get into an organization on belief. You know, this is for me something that really needs to be done because it's true and because it is of such an enormous help. And well, I'm very happy that we are the ones that have the time to do this in our country. And I'm very grateful that this project has merged, that this information has merged, because there's nothing else. This is the end of the line. This is what needs to be done.
Yeah. So, I agree.